وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم. وقال تبارك وتعالى: سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Before our actual talk, one important point which perhaps all of us require: we have got this weakness, deficiency, perhaps in our families. On one occasion, one person in Makkah Sharif was going on a journey, and he had 10,000 gold coins. It's a lot of money, 10,000 gold coins. And where to leave it? So there was one man from Khorasan. Khorasan is one place, extremely pious, righteous person. He said, I'll leave it amanat by him. He's a righteous, pious person. Left it with him. He went on his journey. He came back. The man had passed away. Now he was concerned. 10,000 of my gold coins and the man has passed away. So he went and asked the family. They said, we know nothing about it. So now it's a big problem. It's a lot of money. So he went to the ulama, the group of ulama that was sitting, and he asked them, now what should I do? This has happened. They say, go to the well of Zamzam. When half the night, two-thirds of the night have passed, then call out his name there. And then when he responds to you, ask him. He will tell you. So he went. One night, nothing happened. Second night, nothing happened. Third night, nothing happened. He went back to the ulama. He said, nothing happened there. So they said, oh, we thought he was a very pious person. And all of the arwah of the mu'mineen are there. Then they told him, go to a place where there was another well, Jarbut or something like that, some name. Go there and call out his name there. He went there. The first, he just called his name and he replied, he responded. He said, the 10,000 gold coins I left by you. He said, I didn't trust my children, so I buried it in a dilapidated house in one place. My children know about that house. Go there and ask them, where is that house and what? And at certain corner, you dig up there, you will find your 10,000. Gold coins. He was happy. He made shukriya. But he said that we all thought you are a very pious man and your ruh is here. What's the problem? He said, I was extremely all my matters. But I broke family ties with my family in Khorasan. I broke family ties with them. Because of that, I'm in prison here. Because of that. So almost all of us, with our families, we have broken family ties. And this is not going to help us in any way. If it's for deen's sake, sincerely, not using name a deen as an excuse, but really for deen's sake, that somebody is not obeying Allah's commands, etc., that is different. But for dunya's matters, all petty, petty things, how many of us we have broken family ties? Allah Ta'ala guide us and grant us what is best. In this ayat-e kareema, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. The number of months by Allah Ta'ala, which Allah has fixed, إِثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا, 12 months. Whether it's our solar calendar, we work with the year, with the sun, or whether it's a lunar calendar, with the month, 12 months. فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. And this was Allah ordained, right in Lawh-e Mahfuz, in His original kitab. Allah ordained, this will be the system. يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Then when Allah created the heavens and the earth, according to that what was written, Allah made it 12 months. And of the 12 months, minha arba'atun hurum, four are very sacred months, the sacred months. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. So don't do any wrong to yourself, especially during these months. In other words, do not commit any sin. Any sin a person commits, the greatest harm he causes is to himself. If he kills somebody, it looks outwardly that he has killed that person. But the harm he caused that person is that person dies as a shaheed. He's gone to Jannah. And this person with the guna, he'll be in the fire of Jahannam. وَمَنْ قَتَلَ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدًا فِيهَا. You'll be forever in the fire of Jahannam, according to all the details. So whatever guna a person makes, he's doing harm to himself. So Allah says, don't harm yourself. Do not commit gunas, especially in these months, at any time. But in these months, even more particularly, do not commit gunas. The gunas which are being referred to particularly here, like that, it's all gunas. But the gunas that are referred to, one is the gunas that the Arabs, they had a passion for warfare. They should just fight for small, small excuses. So they should, and the 4 months, which are the sacred months, one of the main rulings of this month is no fighting was permitted during this month. So then they couldn't fight. So they should change the number of months also. Some years they should say this year has got 10 months. Some years this year has got 14 months. And they should change the places of the months also. Like in the English calendar, for us it's easy to understand. We know where June, July comes. But they should put it by December. And they should put December in the place of June, July. All this kind of things, stupid things they used to do, just in order to keep their warfare going. So Allah says, don't make that guna. And also Mufassirin write another guna that is referred to here, which is just a few lines, a few ayats before this ayat, that the Jews and the Christians, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. They made the ulama, the Jews and Christians, and the pious people, the Messiah, they made them gods besides Allah Ta'ala. They worshipped them. And Wal-Masih ibn Maryam. And they also made Isa ibn Maryam one of their gods. And the reason the Quran is Quran Sharif, the beauty of the Quran, never can anyone fully understand it. Allah referred to the two, the result was the same, that they worshipped them besides Allah. But the reasons of worshipping are different. So therefore Allah mentioned them separately. They worship the ulama and their mashayikh, the pious people. Not worship as what we call worship. That was not the worship. They worshipped Isa al-Islam as what we call worship. But the worship of their leaders, of their ulama and their pious people, this was not that how even today the Barelvi people, the peers have come. People make sajda in front by the qabars, they go and they make tawaf around that qabar. All, not all that they were doing. What was that they took them as gods besides Allah? That the laws they made against the law of Allah. They followed those laws. Those people changed the laws. And today we all know, ulama and non-ulama, that the Jews and Christians have changed their religion. And we frown upon them. We look down upon them. How could they change their religion? So they did that. On that basis, Allah says that they followed the ulama and the pious people when they changed the laws of Allah Ta'ala to suit themselves, to suit the people. They took money, bribes from people, and they changed the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So when they did it, we all say, very bad. Jews and Christians sold their religion. They changed their religion. But the same thing when our ulama of this ummah do it, we also change how many things. Interest is a clear-cut thing. Not only ulama, non-ulama, no, interest is haram in Islam. Not only Muslims, non-Muslims know that in Islam, there is no interest. They don't deal in interest is haram by them. And that has been declared halal just by changing a few names, putting some Islamic names and calling it now whatever Mudaraba and Ijara and all the other nice Islamic names. Now it has become jais. Photography is totally haram. And it has been haram in the ummah for 13.5 centuries. 1,350 years, the whole world, Arabs, non-Arabs, all. And then when the camera came, then some ulama now said, it's not a picture because it's not hand-drawn. It's a camera. So they said it's permissible. When digital came, then they said that now it's not camera, it's digital, it's not hand-drawn. So that makes no difference. Our traffic lights nowadays, many of us will remember, it's not long ago, that the red light was a red light. The green light was a green light. Now it's digital. You see the small little green, the small. So if you say that this is not a red light, so I'm not stopping here. And this is not a green light, so I'll stop here and feel that I won't go past it. Is it a digital or it's a, the other light, the, what we are used to? It's still the red light and still the same thing we're talking. So we must be also very careful that this guna also must not change any laws of Allah Ta'ala. Anything which Allah has made halal, we must not make haram. Anything which Allah has made haram, we must not make it halal. It's very, very important. So these are the lessons that we learn from here. The other ayat of the Quran Sharif I recited was with regard to the Mi'raj of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the holy ascension. That Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam, from his place where he was sleeping, he went to the house of Umme Hani, from there to the Kaaba Sharif, and the first heart transplant took place there. The first heart that was cleansed in the world took place there. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's heart was taken out, washed with zamzam and put back again. From here to Baytul Muqaddas. And that also a long journey. They stopped in what was known that time as Yathrib, Medina Sharif. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made 2 rakat of namaz also in Medina Sharif. He stopped at other places also. And then he went to Baytul Muqaddas. Made imamate of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Then went past all the 7 heavens. And then went past that place where Jibreel alayhi salam couldn't also go. When nobody went till today besides our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And all that in either that short space of time that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's beard also did not become cold. It was still warm. That is one explanation. Other ulama explained that this journey took its course, how much time it takes. Of course, it was very fast on the Burak, lightning speed. One step here, and the next step way it was, lightning speed. But then, too, such a journey took time. So they explained that Allah put the whole world, brought it to a dead stop. Everything stopped just there. And after this journey was completed, then Allah put the world in motion. And many other occasions Allah did that. For Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he was choosing his horses and Asr time was going. For Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the Sahaba, Asr namaz was getting qada. Allah Ta'ala put the whole world at a stop. So it is a great imani booster. According to the ulama, the most famous date for Mi'raj was the 27th of Rajab, which is tomorrow, tonight, is the 27th of Rajab. So this night is known as the night of the Mi'raj. So one great lesson that we should take from here is that our iman, that Allah's qudrat فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدٌ. Allah does as He pleases. There is no limit to Allah's qudrat. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't need any resources. Allah doesn't need raw material to change something into something else. Allah creates as much as He wants to. The theory of the scientist that matter does not exist and matter cannot be destroyed is also a complete wrong theory. Allah, when He wants to create matter, from nothing He creates it. And when Allah wants to destroy matter, it's not that it's gone from that recycle, from the dustbin to another source, and from there to another source. No, when Allah wants to destroy it, there is no sign of it. It doesn't exist anywhere. And when Allah wants to create something, from nothing, whatever Allah wants to create, Allah Ta'ala creates. So this must be that iman this should help us to build our iman. That Allah, and this iman, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gained his title of Siddiq, the truthful, on this occasion of Mi'raj. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went for Mi'raj and came back and told the people of Makkah that I went for Mi'raj and what a journey, etc., they wouldn't believe it. And they said, this is a madman's talk, who can do all this? So some people say it was a dream. If it was a dream, they shouldn't have an objection. Because anyone dreams anything in his dream. It was in reality, that's why they had an objection. So they said that this is a good chance that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was a very prominent person in the people of Makkah. A top businessman, very respectful. And he accepted Islam. If we can get him to turn away from Islam, this will help our cause, the kuffar said, to make people turn away from Islam. And this is the ideal occasion. That what the na'uz billah stupid story, that even Abu Bakr won't accept this. And he won't also believe in it. And when he says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said it, then he won't believe in Nabi. That he's just making all funny kinds of stories. So they told him that if somebody says this, that this whole journey took place in the short span of time, or the world was put on hold during that time, what do you say? You say, impossible. How can anyone accept it? So the iron was hot, and they struck at that time. And they couldn't, but your friend is saying that. Or you say, if he's saying it, then it's true. 100% it's true. On that, Allah gave him the title of Siddiq, that he testified to the truth, that what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, our eyes can see wrong. When Hazrat Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibrahim, his son, had passed away, so his mother was very sad, my little baby passed away, she was crying. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told her, if you wish, I'll make dua, and with your eyes you will see that your son is playing in Jannah. He's enjoying, and then you'll feel happy also. She said, oh Allah's Nabi, my eyes can see wrong, but what you say with your tongue, that can never be wrong. I've got more iman on what you say with your tongue than what I see with my eyes. From here we should also correct our language. Many times we also say, seeing is believing, hearing is deceiving. The reality is the opposite. What we see, that I get my rosy from my shop, from my job, that is deceiving. And I hear that Allah gives my rosy. I don't see, but I hear my iman. I hear, that is believing. Hearing is believing. Seeing is deceiving. I see what my medicine, I get my shifa. That is deceiving. It's not the medicine. Medicine got no control and no power. It's Allah who gives shifa. Everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. One great buzur, when he passed away, Allah asked him, what did you bring? So he thought, if I present my namaz, there will be faults in my namaz. Anything else I'm going to present. So he thought, I'll say tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. So he says, I brought tawheed. And that you are the sole doer of everything. So Allah Ta'ala told him, have you forgotten the night of the milk? What was that reference to? That one night he drank milk and his stomach pained. In the morning he said, I drank milk and that caused my stomach to pain. Where did your tawheed go? I'm the one who does everything. Where has milk got the power? Has milk become a god? That milk can do this. So Allah Ta'ala is the sole doer of everything. That we have to get into our hearts. So these months, these 4 months, are the sacred months, and they've got great, great value by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And with the coming of Rajab, when the month of Rajab comes, then really it is the season has come. And a long season of 7 months. This is the first of the 4 months of Rajab, of Ashur-e-Hurum, the sacred month that comes from this sequence here. And here it heralds in a great, great season. And we should not be unmindful. We all have heard many times, Jamaats go, they give their karguzari, we went to a certain place, the people didn't even know it's Ramadan. Or they knew it's Ramadan, but nobody was observing Ramadan. They were not keeping rozas or anything. And we also think, poor people, that there's so much also they don't know. But we should think of ourselves, who of us know that Rajab, now the season has started. It's a sacred month. The value of it is so great, as we will try to explain. And we are unaware. One of the reasons for that is, we don't regard this month now, which we are in, coming to an end in a few days' time. We don't regard it as Rajab. What we regard it now, this year, it's February, it's March, January. So January, February got no value, whether it's June, July, August, September. But if we knew Rajab, and we knew the value, the minute we say, oh, Rajab is coming, great months are coming. It's not long ago that there were so many righteous, pious people, and regularly their phones used to come. Still other people must be phoning to other people. But I speak about myself, al-mar'u yaqisu ala nafsi, what we go through. Many phones should come of people, old ladies, old people, that Mubarak days have come. Please make dua for us. We must appreciate these days. Now nobody, are we aware that the Mubarak days have come? Has it dawned upon us? Or is it just that February is here, January is here? So that means nothing. But if we knew Rajab and what Rajab stands for, then we would also become alerted. And now my own efforts not going to be enough. I need du'as also. And who I think are pious people, their du'as will help me. I will phone them and ask them for du'as. But unfortunately that also, we don't even think. So this is the first month in this sequence. Rajab is from the word tarjeeb, and that means to honor. That whoever will make ibadat the abideen in this month, Allah honors them very greatly. They've got a very special honor in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. It is also known as al-ajr, and that means the fastest flow of Allah's rahmat. In this month, Allah's rahmat comes down. وَلِلَّهِ نَفَحَاتِ There are certain breezes of Allah that blows. Like we say, that love is in the air. Everyone is just feeling that when spring season comes, love is in the air. Love is in the air now, and great profits and bargains are in the air. There is a time to make all the profits, to take those profits. And the bargains which have been given are huge bargains. So this is that time now. And Allah, the fastest flow of Allah's rahmat is flowing down. But who of us are really conscious of it? That let me make the maximum, as much ibadat as I can do, as much good as I can do, and let me not hold back at all. This is the time. I can't, I have to work hard. When a student is studying final exams, and he knows he has to make it, he'll even forgo his breakfast. He will, his sleep, he'll cut it short. Or he won't even sleep. He'll just stay awake to study. This is the time now when this fast flow of Allah's rahmat is coming. وَلِلَّهِ نَفَحَاتِ These breezes of Allah Ta'ala. And which are the wind, the air is filled with love. And it is filled with prophets and bargains. It is time to take now. This is the time we should be cutting our sleep short. There is a time we should be cutting our food short. There were those buzurgs that they measured the time. That, for example, we have our breakfast cereal. And how long it takes. And if you just take that raw flour, whatever it is, your pro-neutro, whatever it might be, and you just put it in the water and you just drink water, it does the same work. They calculated and they saw that they could read 70 times more Subhanallah. From that whole life, they stopped having the normal meal. That, let me save time. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, as long as his sister was living with, not married, and they were living, for he should be studying his kitabs. And she should feed him, put food in his mouth. When she got married and she went away, he stopped eating. Now he said there was nobody to give me that attention and show me that love and feed me in my mouth like that. So I gave up eating. But my studies I didn't give up. Eh? And today we, how we sit at the table, how long we take, and Al-Amanul Hafiz, if it's a pride, the wastage, extravagance in the pride, the time that goes, the gossip that takes place, all the wrong things happen there. And we are so happy that pride, and that we want to prove it also, that it's correct according to Islam. Eh? So all we should see our time. Another, so this flow of Allah's mercy which is increased, we should engage in the special ibadahs of this month. And the special ibadahs of this month, one is this night, 27th Rajab, the night of Mi'raj, we build our iman in yaqeen. And the sum total and the great gift of Mi'raj is namaz, salat. That was the whole, the sum total of Mi'raj. And correct our namazes. Our namazes are still very, very far from being called namazes. And that is the outward namaz. The inside namaz, concentration, devotion, that Al-Amanul Hafiz. Just take this one aspect, namaz, so many outward postures, just our standing position. Eh? That when we stand in our namaz, our legs must be how much apart? According to the Ahnaf, the perfect sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his feet must be 4 feet apart. And we see it regularly, all the time, this doesn't happen. Eh? You can be who and what, but the feet are not. The feet must face which direction? Qibla. But one foot is facing Bollywood, and the other foot is facing Hollywood. So if Hollywood and Bollywood doesn't come in our life, the World Cup doesn't come, all the fashion, stupid, wasteless, a wastage of money, all the fashion, brand names, if that doesn't come in our lives, what will happen? We're not facing Kaaba, and the barakat of Kaaba, how will it come? And then even worse, the whole stuff must be so straight that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should walk in the stuff to make everyone perfect. And so we should straighten the stuff like when a person is going to throw an arrow and he makes his target perfect. In our time, you will firearm you use and you want to shoot bull's eye, perfect on the target. Like that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam should make the stuff straight. But forget the stuff being straight. Me, myself, as an individual, the feet are not in one line. You see good people, 2 inches, 3-4 centimeters, one foot is behind the other one. You see it all the time happening. Whether it was now Maghrib, whether who it is, our feet are not, whether it's the Imam, whether it's the Muazzin, whether it's Mutawalli, the Musalli. Generally, our feet, so when the shifts are not straight, the hadith says, then there will be differences in the people. Hearts will be torn apart. So the hearts being torn apart is there because we're not standing straight. And when your own feet are not level, your own heart will be torn apart. And you won't find happiness in your heart. You'll find you are confused all the time. And that is what is everyone's condition today. So our namaz, so this is the lesson that we correct. The other, this month is a month of Tawbah. Let us make Tawbah. It is a month of fasting. In Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, in Beishti Zewar has written, a person who keeps Thursday, Friday and Saturday roza. Now the weekend of this 4 months, which is roughly 16 weekends, he gets the sawab of 700 years of ibadat. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 3 days roza, and you get the sawab of 700 years of ibadat. And we are yet to make it for the akhirah, not for this dunya. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ It is in those things that people who vie with another, وَاسْتَبِقُ الْخَيْرَاتِ race with one another in doing good deeds. These are the things that we should be going for. Not they got this kind of car, we must have this. They went for this kind of holiday, we going. They went for Umrah, they stayed at this hotel, we're going to stay at that hotel. All those things are not for us. For us is, in good deeds we vie with one another. And we see how much good deed, our akhirat where we are going to be. Hum aise rahe, ya ke waise rahe, वहां देखना है कि कैसे रहे. हाउ वी स्टे हियर दिस वे और दैट वे डजंट मैटर. हाउ वी विल बी ऑन द डे ऑफ कयामत. वन ऑफ द नेम्स ऑफ द डे ऑफ कयामत इज खाफिज़ा राफिया विच इज इन सूरह वाकिया. इट इज खाफिज़ा. मेनी पीपल विल बी ड्रॉप्ड राइट डाउन इन दिस वर्ल्ड. ग्रेट पोजिशन. बिग मौलाना making bayan, all prominent person in a community, Qiyamah Day, he'll be right down. And many people who nobody knew also, they don't exist, they don't know they existed in the community, they will be raised very high. So it's not how we stay here, it is how we will be there. So for there we have, Maulana Mr. Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, one famous bayan of his, he should mention this and explain it. There are some people who are mashhoor, famous, but they are not maqbool. They are not accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Other people are maqbool. They are accepted, but they are not famous. Nobody knows them also. So we have to see that we are maqbool by Allah Ta'ala. Whether people know us, we came, nobody asked about us. We didn't come, nobody asked about us. But by Allah we got position. That is what. Today we worried about people, that you didn't invite me, and when I came you didn't make salam to me. You just you ignored me. How many people got problems that the people just ignoring us? They're not giving us a move, face. They're just ignoring us. That's not our problem. We must see by Allah Ta'ala how we are. This month is also known as Al-Asam, the death month. The death month in this sense that warfare was prohibited in all the sacred months. So when they used to beat their drums when they're going to war and scream their war cries and all that, it was not heard. This was a month that anyone could go freely and do his work. Nobody will interfere because it was a sacred month. So therefore it was known as the death month. Also Rajab is the name of a wonderful river in Jannah, the water of which is whiter than milk. And another great lesson we should learn from here, there will be these great rivers of milk in Jannah, more whiter than milk, but no cows in Jannah. So we see Allah is not in need of cows to give us milk. In this dunya, Allah made it, the cows give us milk. But even in dunya, Allah is not in need of the cows to give. Those rivers will be sweeter than honey, but no bees in Jannah. So Allah is not in need of the bees to make honey. Allah's Qudrat that He makes honey. And they will be cooler than snow. And those people who love their cold juices and chilled and with ice in it, who love it, that is what we should strive. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِرْ مُتَنَافِسُونَ. And when you have all the chilled stuff in Jannah, your throat won't be caught also. You'll just enjoy it forever. And it will be there forever. It will be for those people who keep rozas in abundance in the month, exclusive for those people who keep lot rozas in the month of Rajab, they will have that enjoyment. Go through the little bit of thirst and this little bit of this dunya and go and enjoy forever and ever there in Jannah. Imam Abu Bakr Jassas, rahmatullah alayh, a great authority in Islam and in tafsir, he has written in his Ahkamul Quran, which is one of the great tafsirs, which ulama respect and honor very greatly. And he said the exclusive characteristic of this month of Rajab is that whatever you practice on, it will remain for you for the rest of the year. This is a training period. Like in your training period, you go, you do something intensively, properly you do it, and afterwards it's your habit. You just carry on doing it. So in this month, whichever guna we want to give up, make sure we give it up. It will be left out for the rest. Our eyes are not under control. Our anger, our tongue is not under control. Many other bad habits we got. Just make sure in this month, I must not do it. And tell ourselves, only 30 days. One day is gone, only 29. Another day, only 20. Let me do it. And for the rest of the year, and consequently the rest of our lives, we will be saved. Then our good habits which we want to inculcate. Fajr, I'm always late. I'm not getting up for Fajr. I never make it for the first rakat. Make a point. This month, I must make all my namaz. What takbir-e-ula? By nature, for the rest of the year, it will be in us. Then we won't have to make the intensive effort now. and it will just be natural after. And all the goodness that we will get. Allahu Akbar. Takbir-e-tahreema. That is the takbir when we start namaz. Not takbir-e-ula with the imam. That will come. Even the ladies, the takbir-e-tahreema they make at home. In our nafil sunnat namazes we make. Takbir-e-tahreema, the value is of it is more greater than the ownership of the whole world and what it contains. Not to rule over the world, to own the whole world. Takbir-e-tahreema is more valuable than that. Takbir-e-tahreema is that the sum total of our iman is namaz. And the sum total of namaz is takbir-e-tahreema. A person with regular what his takbir-e-tahreema is making, his whole iman is in control. And if a person is weak in that, everything is lost. Takbir-e-tahreema, like for example, the first rains come in spring. The ground has burned black. The grass is gone brown. No life in it. And when the first rain comes, actually we can feel the ground is enjoying that rain. It was waiting for that rain. Now the rain has come. Now the spring season has come. Everyone is feeling light and everyone is feeling happy. Takbir-e-tahreema, when it is said, the rahmat of Allah, the entire creation of Allah appreciates it. And takbir-e-ula, when we join with the imam with his first takbir, the value of that is like 1,000 feet in front of us. All gold and silver spent in the path of Allah. The value of takbir-e-ula is more than that also. So Hajj is the month to try and make our namazes. We make our namazes properly. We make all our ibadah. Then for the rest of the year, it will be our natural way. Therefore, Imam Abu Bakr Jassas, rahmatullahi alayhi, writes, not to make the best of every single moment of this month, and the sacred months especially, and our whole life really, is a terrible loss to oneself. Loss of money is not so severe. Loss of health is not so severe. Loss of time is the worst loss to a person. And today, our Shaykh, rahmatullahi alayhi, says, in Ramzan, people want to pass time. And as it says, when you pass time, you fail time. You're going out for a drive with the children. Or you just now, just passing time in Ramzan. That iftari time must come quickly. When you're passing time, you are failing time. And it's the greatest loss for a person. And during this month, the Ashur-e-Hurum, all good deeds are magnified by Allah. They are compounded. The reward is very great. Normally you make niyat of doing a good deed, you get the sawab. When you did, you do it, 10 sawabs, minimum. Up to 700 according to your niyat, the passion you did it with, the feeling, and Allah increases it for what? Humid. But in this month, that is even increased more. Normally our gunas we make, you make a niyat of a guna, the thought of a guna, no guna is written. And you make a guna, for one guna is written. Allah doesn't increase it. But in these months, the gunas are also multiplied. And so much they are multiplied, like a person in these months, if he commits guna, when we must think of the cell phone, how much we are involved in guna, wastage of time, in many other things also our gunas. The guna is like a person is committing the guna in the state of ihram. And not only in ihram, in the haram sharif. To commit a guna in the state of ihram is so terrible. And then to commit the guna in the haram, how severe isn't that? During these months we should avoid all types of guna. And then the du'as from the first of Rajab already, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to make du'a from before Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. All of us ask, me, myself, how much are we making this du'a? How much have we got this feeling for this great occasion? For the month of Rajab. That we make dua that Ya Allah give us. And the barakat of the month of Rajab is all these things. And with that, namaz which Allah has given us. And in Shaban, the middle night, 15 Shaban, when gunas are forgiven readily, we can become completely clean of our gunas. And then we go into the great month of Ramadan. The other dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Keep us safe for Ramadan. Our health, how many people Allah save us all Now whole time you're at the hospital. Or somebody close in the family. Now you're all the time in the hospital. With no Taraweeh, no Seri. Seri also just something you just eating in the hospital. No proper, nothing. Allah keep us safe. وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لَنَا. And Allah keeps Ramadan safe for us. In the month of Ramadan it happens. Husband and wife living normal. Comes Ramadan, the way they start fighting. And now they want to give talaq. And now they're running to the muftis, masala. And they want it immediately. They're not making their ibadah from Ramadan. Poor muftis also have to be now paying their attention to them. So Allah keep Ramadan safe for us. Ramadan comes and we see arguments start. Somebody comes, he opens the window. Another person closes it. Open, close, open, close. They're fighting about that. Somebody puts the fan on. Somebody put. Allah keep us safe with all that. And the sighting of the moon also. For Ramadan also and for Eid. Mustn't have all this arguments. Otherwise all are not involved in this argument. The moon was sighted, it wasn't sighted. And now our ibadat is left to one side. While shaitan works on us, he takes us away from the object what we are supposed to do. And then, sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan lana, wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. And for the future also, give it full acceptance. That the value, it must not happen, that a person does lot of ibadat. And then he goes outside, and he joins what is called the PPC. The Payment Panchayat Club. And that club, only one requirement, agarbatti, smoking. And you join that club. No other requirement. And then what is taught there? Today the Imam made so many mistakes. That Imam read too fast, that Imam read too soft. Or we made all our namaz, we just walked out. And we see one woman, and now we can't take our eyes off her. All what we read too sufara, Quran Sharif. We made Taraweeh, all that sawab is gone. One bad writing, ghibat we made of somebody, and all our sawab is gone. So Allah keep our sawabs also intact and forever. So Allah make us conscious, a great season has come. Let us not be unmindful of this time. Let us make the best of it. Let us not be like those people who don't even know it's Ramadan. We don't even know it's Rajab, and this great occasion has come. And after Ramadan, Shawwal, then Zulqa'dah, again the 3 months, Zulhijjah. The greatest days of the year, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. The greatest nights of the year, the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The greatest day of the year, the 9th of Zulhijjah, Yom Arafah. That is the greatest day of the year. Let us not be unmindful of this. Qurbani, let us do that properly. Everything Allah give us tawfiq, accept us all for His being, and let us become an example for other people to also follow during these months, and if we don't spend them and make a big loss. December 15, December, you put a board on your shop window, gone for fishing. That's the time where you're the busiest time now. Anyway, you make so much business, now you write you've gone fishing. During this month, no holidays, no nothing. Now it's ibadat all the time. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should take so much precaution on such occasions that he cuts out everything. Now only ibadat of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq.